When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Scott, I feel like that hit a minor key.
I don't even know what minor and major keys are.
Minor is sad. Major is happy. That's all you need to know.
Well, it made me happy, Ellie.
It made me happy, too. Sometimes there's happiness in sadness. But Scott, you are Scott Eckert. I am Ellie Kemper. This is our podcast, Born to Love. Welcome to the show, listeners.
Welcome to the show. We talk with somebody about what they were born to love each and every week. This week, we've got Erin Andrews. She's a big deal. We'll talk to her in just a moment about how she loves the Super Bowl. But before we get to that, Ellie, is there something from this week that you loved?
Scott, my love this week, when I tell it to you, you might chuckle at how simple it is. It is so honest and basic and simple. And that's, you know, at the core of who I am.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
Food.
N-O.
No, let me get two more guesses. Sleep.
N-O.
I guess that those are the only two. I don't have a third.
No, those are very that's good guesses, Scott, because those are simple and basic. But this is also simple and basic. So here's the thing. We all have phones, obviously. Most of us in our generation, you and I are very young. We're very hip.
We're
not that young. But we're in our 40s. And I don't know about you, Scott, but I communicate primarily by text and email. And I don't often pick up the phone or make phone calls or talk on the phone, really. I FaceTime with my parents to show them my children. They're allowed to see them once every 2 months. No, I'm kidding. No, they can see them anytime they want. But I don't usually talk on the phone. And the other morning, I was going about, you know, my day, doing some stuff, going through mail, and the phone rang, and it was a mom from my son's school. And I thought, I wonder what it is she wants. And then I had a like revolutionary thought. I thought, why don't you pick up the phone and see what she wants? And Scott, I did. I said, hi, Alex. And she said, hi. She had a simple question for me. I answered it. And then we chatted for about 5-8 minutes. And it was so, after I hung up, I thought, you know what? That was nice. I feel connected. That was a pleasant conversation. Sure, I see these moms and dads at school drop off and pick up in school events. But this was such a person-to-person immediate. It was contact, Scott. In a world where we are increasingly isolated, it was human contact. And I love
human contact. I love human contact. I have to tell you the truth, Ellie. This love of yours seems to me to be in a minor key. I think I think the joy that you derived from having a great phone call, that's great. Everybody can relate to that. And we don't have them as much as we used to. I agree. But the joy that you seem to have by answering the phone... That's a little sad. That's like that metaphorically, it's like you're in a cave, a person in a cave. You've been in that cave so long, you forget what the light is. What could it possibly be?
I am an alien. What is this thing you call human contact? You answer the phone and you speak.
Let me throw this back at you, Ellie. So okay. Your reaction, I was sort of making fun of it. I've been in the exact same spot, but I'll be harder on myself. When I get a phone call and I see the caller ID and it's someone that I'm not expecting to call me, I'm filled with rage. Because it's literally like, well, what the f- is this? And here's the thing. My assumption is that the activation energy required for someone to call me means that there's something's gone down, right? There's a chance that it's great news, like the best news ever. But really, realistically, if we're being practical, something hit the fan. You know what I mean? The worst is LAUSD. That's the Los Angeles Unified School District. I see that caller ID. Most of the time, it turns out to be robocalls. But whenever I see it, I'm like, oh, my kids fell off the jungle gym or something.
Absolutely. And then and your kids falling off the jungle gym makes you furious.
I'm so furious. I'm like,
how many
she
times?
She threw up in the hall and I have to pick her up.
Oh. Now, Scott, I have to point out there's a very big difference between getting an LAUSD phone call and a friend you do know phone call.
Those are true.
Two different things.
That's true.
I completely relate to the sentiment of being filled with rage when a known number calls you. How dare they take your time? But this is what I mean. Instead of my usual, what could that be? I changed gears. I said, what would happen if you picked it up? So Scott, the next time you get a phone call, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I would suggest answering it. Although maybe I'm sure with the LAUSD, that's your school. So you probably do pick it up. But the next time, say, I don't know, I call you, would you pick up the phone?
Oh, so Ellie, you're on my never screen list. There are people on the always screen list.
Name
then
them.
Then there are people case by case, and then there are people always pick up.
Yeah.
Always pick up. And you're one of my always pick ups, Ellie. And you know, I'm gonna try to add more people into that category.
Or make a phone call yourself, because that's something I never do. And I thought, it doesn't have to be a huge commitment. And I did read an article about this. That's why I have the idea. But if you just call someone and you decide we're gonna speak for 8 minutes, and you maybe don't announce that at the beginning of it, but just do it and maybe you'll be healthier. Again, I am an alien. I have no natural social instincts. I'm a caveman in a dark cave. Let me see some light. Give me a call. Maybe I'll answer.
Here's the caveman. Here's the man in the cave. I just made one of the saddest discoveries I've ever seen. You know your call log? You can look at your call log and it tells you if they're outgoing or incoming calls. I've got dozens of calls, okay? It's not like I have no calls. But here are all of my outgoing calls for the past 2 weeks. Vanessa, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Vanessa, Vanessa, yeah. Vanessa, Vanessa, Vanessa. Vanessa, 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 UCLA Health Survey.
Okay.
And Vanessa.
Scott,
the only person
that
I've called.
Is beautiful.
I'm receiving calls, Ellie. I'm a receiver.
You're a receiver and you only want to talk to your wife. Scott, they should give you a medal. You know who else they should give a medal? Our guest today, Erin Andrews.
Erin Andrews deserves a medal.
She is just earning medals in my book. Erin Andrews is a world-renowned sportscaster and TV personality. She got her start as a correspondent for ESPN, and she is now the lead sideline reporter for Fox Sports. She was also a co-host of Dancing with the Stars. Oh, and in her spare time, she created her own line of women's sports apparel. It's called Wear by Erin Andrews. And she co-hosts the podcast Calm Down with Carissa Thompson. And Scott, Erin is here today to talk with us about her love of the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, that's like the most popular thing. And I think it's coming up soon.
Very soon.
So I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
When we come back, we'll be chatting with Erin Andrews.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Here we are. We are joined by the lovely, fantastic Erin Andrews. Hi, Erin.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're very good. Thank you for joining us today. We know that you love many things. One of the things that you have loved, I think, your whole life is football, and specifically the Super Bowl. What is it that you love about the Super Bowl?
Can I also interject and throw like a curveball at you, even though that's not football? I freaking love Bridesmaids, and I fell in love with you during Bridesmaids. And can I, like, but there's two things that give me comfort. I live my life on the road in a hotel, and there's two things that give me comfort. Friends, RIP Matthew Perry.
Yes.
And friggin' Bridesmaids. I feel like if I can't, actually, if you can't find Sleepless in Seattle on TV, then you know Friends or Bridesmaids is going to be on a channel. Ellie, I have so many questions about your residuals because they must be phenomenal. You friggin' nailed Bridesmaids. And then obviously I know you have a career after that, but that's where you first landed on my radar screen. And your love in that movie for Disney with your husband is like my love. I got engaged at Disney. I like had my 40th birthday at Disney. Anyways, my whole thing with this, and it goes off on weird tangents, is yes. I have been a huge fan of yours. And if I'm not watching Friends, I'm watching Bridesmaids in a hotel room because it gives me comfort. It makes me feel at home.
Erin, that is such a huge compliment from you. I did not even know that. So thank you for saying that. And I'm also going to say, as someone in that airplane scene, as someone like, I felt like I was watching a show between Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy. The whole thing was so funny.
Oh my God, I bet.
Because it's all improv. They were just three, everyone in that scene. Specifically, they have a lot to do in that scene. And all improvised. Just like so
really?
Naturally joyful and funny.
Is How old just, were you when you did that movie?
It was I'm 43 now, so I guess I was 32.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So one last thing, and it's about your character. I went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner back in the day when it was like the thing. Like Chrissy Teigen said, it was like nerd prom or something like that. It was so fun. I took my dad as my date. It was a cool moment. We went out. John and Chrissy were there. This was before, you know, everyone blew up. Brooklyn yeah. Decker and Andy Roddick and, you know, a bunch of people were all standing around. And I had a really great time hanging out with them, became friends with them after and yes. exchanged numbers with hot Brooklyn Decker. And I was just like, hey, like, you're a real life fairy princess. You're freaking awesome. And she goes, oh, shut up. You smell like, it was your line, pine needle. What was your line?
You smell like Cinderella. You smell like pine needle. It's pine needles and Cinderella are involved. Yeah. And she quoted that.
She quoted that in a text, and I'll never forget it. And I was like, wow, Brooklyn Decker's so cool.
That's how she got good points in your book. Yeah. Now, Aaron, I teased the listeners. I said, oh, we're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about Super Bowl. We should talk about that if you love
sure.
it. I need to say
we
straight
don't have
up,
to.
Well, we can talk about anything. You know, yeah. it's our show. It's our sure. time. Let's make sure. what we want. Yeah. I'll say this. It's strange to say this to a professional sportscaster, but I love the emotional component to football. I Ooh. Was always at my high school football teams.
Are you into football?
No.
It's okay. You can lie to me. Okay.
Great. I know. I had to. Well, no. If
That's
I had said
okay.
yes.
okay. Means you have a you life. Had,
well,
okay.
No. Do you know how often, and this is why I love when this happens, and maybe this has happened on your podcast too. You're talking with someone and you're like, they open your eyes to a new interest or
yeah.
activity of way of living that you think, oh, I could do that. Aaron, so often I am like, I wish that I were rooting for a team right now. I wish that I were rushing home. And I just I didn't want to say, yes, I am a huge football fan, because what if you quizzed me and I would be found out as a fraud?
That's okay. I think I had asked before I did this show. I go, does she like football? And he goes, I don't think so. And I was like, then why are we doing this show? No, I'm kidding.
Because you're endlessly entertaining and likable.
Because I'm obsessed with you.
No, that's very nice of you to
Aaron,
have said yes.
So Aaron, well, this is one thing that I thought coming into the show.
Let's
Ellie,
go.
Not a super huge sports fan. I think yeah. that in America, at least, it's hard to find people who don't watch the Super Bowl, right? The Super Bowl,
yeah,
it,
right.
football, great. I'm a football fan, obviously don't know nearly as much about it as you do since it's your job. But like, people just walking down the street know about the Super Bowl. It's a phenomenon that transcends football, and you get to be there. So what
yeah.
is what? I mean, there's like last year it was Rihanna like literally soaring through the sky and
pregnant.
And it's like
yeah.
well, this is I don't know. It breaks your brain. So what is it like mm-hmm. to actually be there?
It's crazy. I mean, you know, we do games all season long and we go through the playoffs. So that's probably, I think we do probably like about maybe 21 games leading up to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is different because like you said, we have the casual fans watching, people that may have not been interested in before, but everybody loves to go to a Super Bowl party. People want to talk about the halftime show. So it's big, it's nerve-wracking. But then once I get my first hit, not a hit of anything else, but my first sideline hit where I do my big intro and like what I'm going to be following on my sideline, I'm pretty cool. The end is nuts. So the end, after the winner happens, you know, like it's going to be mayhem. Guys are running, guys are crying. And I just had one big thing in my head. I've got to get Patrick Mahomes and I've got to get Travis Kelce. I've got to get them together right. because yeah. they are amazing together. They both feed off of each other. I know they're going to be emotional. So what I fast forward through the whole Super Bowl. I've already gone to pregame, postgame.
Yeah.
In our game, Mahomes was going to be the guy. Plus, he had gotten hurt in our game, you guys. That was a really big deal. He mm-hmm. got hurt before halftime. So it was like, is he going to be okay? Like, mm-hmm. I got to keep an eye on that. He finishes the game. He's one of the stars. I am running with him. Now, mm-hmm. he's got security around him. He's got a ton of photogs. This is where you become your inner WWE. You are pushing people. You are throwing your elbows. I don't give a shit. I want the post-game interview, and I got to have it. And I'm in flats, and I can do it. I'm in flats and sparkles.
Is there anyone with you?
Okay, so this is an even better story. I do have security. I also have a sideline producer with me to help in situations like what happened to me. Yeah, but you fend for yourself out there. And I'm not going to let other people get to him, even though it's supposed to be like our interview. We get him. We are the network that has the Super Bowl. So I see Patrick. I'm following him. And then I'm like waiting till my producer tells me, get him, because then we're going to go live. So it's like you are pushing your way through 300-pound men in sparkles, in hair extensions, there's tears, there's confetti, there's shit everywhere. And it's like, I got him. And then I said to my producer in security, get Travis. And Travis was right next to us. He was having a very emotional moment with his brother, who he just beat in the Super Bowl. Right. They're crying. And they said, Aaron, they're coming down to you now. My producer goes, okay. He grabs Travis. Travis turns around and goes, who the are you? And my producer goes, I'm with EA. Everybody calls me EA. Yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. And he turns around and he joins me and Patrick. And we have an awesome interview. And Travis is crying. And Patrick, I think, drops an F-bomb. And like the crowd is pushing us. It was awesome. It was friggin' awesome.
Because that is, okay, what you just described is something that WWE I will never WWE match. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Your physical safety seemed in jeopardy.
Yes.
Another thing that happened, you guys, during pregame, and listen, we have millions and millions of viewers. It's really awesome. That's why you're nervous. You've worked so hard to get here. This is my, I want to say, Super Bowl. This is my,
hurricane. It is your Super Bowl.
But you don't want to up. You don't. Right. You've worked so hard to get there.
But how could you? But I mean, really,
you could blank out on air.
Yeah.
You could miss. You could say somebody's name wrong.
Right.
You could, like, all the things could happen.
Right.
This happened right at pregame. It's right before Super Bowl kick. It's our pregame. I sat down with Patrick Mahomes. The sit down looks amazing. You prep so hard for it. The production quality is phenomenal. I sit there, I give this whole thing, and guys, you know, this is the moment where Patrick Mahomes could go for his second Super Bowl. This is where careers are made. This is where you become like the face of the NFL, the GOAT. Da da da. Throw it to the piece. Right as I throw it to the piece, I get clocked in the back of the head by a football.
Oh my gosh. The quarterback
for the Eagles was warming up, and I was right on the field, and the three security guards I had around me ducked. I took it in the head.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. That, I turned around. I looked at all of them, and I go, what?
Yeah.
What? Like, none of you could catch that ball?
Right, right.
I go to the medical staff. My husband's a professional hockey player. I know what concussions look like. I've been around a bunch of athletes that have had concussions. I'm doing a self-concussion test on myself. I grab smelling salts. I'm like, I can't screw this up. Like, if I'm concussed, I gotta go. Crazy.
Is the actual football, like, head contact, was that captured on camera? Like, did we see
somebody
you get
must
clocked?
Have got it. I haven't had evidence of it yet, but somebody had to get it. Yeah. It wasn't on television.
Yeah. That is psychotic. Because now I'm in the sheltered world of like, cut and action and very controlled environments. And this is the jungle.
You're literally getting hit. You're getting hit with footballs, and you're pushing football players out of your way.
Right? Yeah. Dodging snot rockets. Like, yes. Dodging wires on the field. Because think about all the cameras running to get the shot. There's photographers. There's wires. Also, keep in mind, it's a live game. So players are running out of bounds. I mean, so many times I've dodged or ran out of bounds. My husband has texted me and he's like, watch out because you can see me running.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Guys, it's the wild, wild west out
there. This is what I have to ask you. So first of all, when is the last time? Do you remember the last time you were home watching the Super Bowl? Not working?
Yeah, the year before.
The year before. Okay. Uh-huh. So which do you, this is a weird, maybe the answer is obvious. Which do you prefer?
I always want to be working it because I like having the inside scoop. We went and watched the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. That's the one I watched last time. And my friend Matthew Stafford was playing for it. So we were there and I hated every minute of it because I didn't have the insight on the injuries that were taking place. I'm like looking at Twitter and my husband's like, watch the game. And I said, no, I need the update. Is Odell Beckham coming back? Like, what the f-? So yeah, I have a hard time when I'm not standing there with the doctor and I'm like, what's going on?
Right.
Whoa, like, or can you, you know, what's happening? So yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, no, I like... I like having the inside information because, Ellie, I'm right there. Like, I talk right. to the doctors. I see what's going on in the medical tents. I see if somebody's coming back or they're not. And not having that information drives me loco.
Yep, yep. That you must be the envy of
Did every- you know I know Spanish? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. It turns out, is there anything she can't do?
Yeah.
You are the envy of every football fan because every football fan's eye is that, I don't know which the saying is, but because you have insider immediate information. To me, Scott, I think this is coming out more and more as we talk on the show. I think I'm like, I'm not an introvert. I think that I'm much more fearful than I initially thought I was because everything you're describing sounds so terrifying to me. The live performance coupled with the physical danger, coupled with the unpredictability of it sound, but you clearly love it. Like you
love it.
Made a thriving it. Career from this.
See, unlike you, I don't know. What do you feel about going live? I love live. I can't imagine being you and taping stuff and doing it over and over and over. I also, Ellie, when I know that things are taped, I screw up more. Like I'm in my head. Oh. But when it's live, I'm like, I freaking got it.
Oh, well, so then you know that about yourself. Because yeah. I get in my head. It's reverse for me, I would say.
That's so interesting.
Well, do you feel, and Scott and I have talked about this, I love when things are over. Like, I just love coming home. I love it when the thing is over.
Yeah.
So do you feel any sense of relief? Like, when you go home at the end of a Super Bowl night.
Yeah, what happens after the Super Bowl?
I get sick immediately. After the Super Bowl, everyone is so exhausted. We've been there for a week preparing. Yeah. We've had, 6 months of football where we haven't had a life. We've all been fighting off colds. It's like crazy. Yeah. But yeah, and then the next day, I think I was sick for 2 weeks. Like your body just knows when it's over.
I was just talking about this the other day. Although mine, in comparison, these are like not quite as lofty feats. I'll get Stop tired it. After like, no, I will. Like after a bake sale, I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted. I don't know why. But my immune system immediately collapses.
Yeah, shuts down.
You've been, and that's, I'm like sort of comforted to know that that happens to you too. Because you've given it your all. And isn't it crazy how your body knows? Your body's knows. Like, you just got to hang in there.
Is there a single iconic most favorite Super Bowl memory of yours, other than getting hit in the head? And
right. That was incredible. I think my first Super Bowl that I did in New York City, it was the Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks. It was the first time New York has had the Super Bowl. We all thought it was going to be like sub-zero temperatures, and it ended up being like 60, and I was like sweating through my thermal underwear. It was crazy. But it was really, for me, not even the Super Bowl. It was the game before the NFC Championship. It was actually the game before that Super Bowl that Richard Sherman had the game-saving play against Michael Crabtree, and it was the interview I had with him that went viral where he started screaming, and it wasn't about me. He was just so excited about the play that happened, and he screamed, "Don't you ever talk about me like that again." And everyone thought he was talking about me, and I said, like a child, "Who was talking about you?" Like I was just so like, whatever. And so that went crazy. People were doing Halloween costumes about it. President Biden made a comment about it. It was awesome. But so that was like, I think in my career, one of the most iconic moments. I know it wasn't Super Bowl, but really I haven't been on point with anything
That's
in this discussion. So
does
it matter?
Everything has been perfectly on point where it's like, I feel buoyed by this conversation. It's sunshine. I was about to quote myself again.
Do
sunshine
it.
Sunshine and pine needles.
Erin, will you stick around just a couple of minutes and play this game, Love It or Loathe It, with us? Awesome.
I'd be annoyed if you didn't ask me.
Thank
You're more
you.
Beautiful than Cinderella. You smell like pine needles and your face is like sunshine.
That's what it is. I knew there was sunshine in it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, Aaron, we are going to play this game, Love It or Loathe It. Okay. The rules are simple. We're going to throw some items at you, foods, activities, sports, books. You will tell us if you love that thing or loathe that thing. There's no gray area. There's okay. No time for nuance. We want you're either all in or you're all out.
Okay. Usually that's how I am with life anyways. I'm either all in or all out. There's no in between with me.
That makes things so much easier. I am the opposite. I'm always like, well, I could see it this way.
Oh my God.
You can't navigate life that way. All right. Aaron, Love It or Loathe It, The Weather Channel.
Obsessed. Love.
Love. Tell us why.
I'm going to turn it on right
like
now.
It seems like the opposite of the excitement of sports. It's just slow moving fronts.
I love it.
Fronts.
Well, first of all, I have to know what's going on with the weather, like for stadiums that are outside. Like, what's the low going to be? Like, when our game starts getting cooler and stuff like that.
Yep.
I also grew up in Florida. We were always like in the middle of hurricane watches. So I need to know the wind gusts and where, if it's in the Gulf of Mexico and how warm the water is to get the storm growing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Guys.
See, I like it in a very, I started liking it in elementary school. And I liked it I grew up in Missouri. I like storm trackers, tornado, looking for that sort of thing. But when you just said water temperatures, you've taken it to a new level. I mean, that's a love. That's
the pressure, the eye of the storm. It's just, this is crazy. I'm turning it on right now to see what's happening in your neck of the woods, you know?
In our neck of the woods, that's what I care about. All right, love it or loathe it, Aaron, neck pillows.
Obsessed. You've done all your research. I have to. Hotels have crappy pillows. I need great neck support.
Yeah.
Have to do it. But I lose them in every city because they don't come with like a special latch to put on your travel like suitcase. Right. It's ridiculous. I love them so much.
How can you pack it? Like, is it a pillow or is it inflatable?
It's a pillow. I usually send it in a box that I'm going to the city. But like, you roll it up, you put it in the pouch, all the things. I pack a pillowcase for it because like, you know. You have to.
I've got a follow-up here. I was imagining a neck pillow like that you wear in an airplane.
Oh, no. That doesn't work for me. It's like a Tempur-Pedic travel pillow that you lay on. It's like honestly the size of like a small square, and it's perfect. And if I realize in the middle of the flight of the city I'm headed to that I don't have it, I have a complete breakdown where I talk about a woman on the wing in colonial clothing. And then I have to like order one to myself. I'm nuts.
Yeah. No, no, I get it. There's nothing worse than a, I hate a floppy, like, feather soft little pillow.
I can't. It's,
you may as well be sleeping.
And then I start thinking about how many heads and hair have been on that pillow did it leak through on the pillow. I just can't. Yeah. I can't. Yep. I got to bring my own. Yep. Psycho.
Not psycho. You know what you want. All right. Love it or loathe it. Sour Patch Kids.
It's not my thing.
Same.
So loathe then. Wow.
Loathe.
It has to be loathe.
But if they want to do an endorsement with me, I'll love them. I just, I'm not, never, I'm more of a chocolatey sweet kind of gal. I never. Get the feeling right here. I don't love it.
It buzzes or something in your mouth. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I've never understood just, I call it sugar candy, even though while candy, obviously sugar. When it's the Skittle, can I say it? The Skittles, the gummies, the Sour Patch. No, I just don't get it.
Well, the Sour Patch has the added dimension of also being sour. It's not just sweet. It's that it's like someone slaps you in the mouth.
Oh, tart.
Yes, tart. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, there's uniform agreement on that one then.
Yeah. Why do you want to eat a candy that makes you go, ah, you know?
Love it or loathe it, Erin. The Kiss Cam.
It's cute. I watch it. Love it. It's adorable.
Love it because it does distract a little from the game, but I'm a sucker for it.
Sure.
I'm a sucker for it.
Yeah, they do it in breaks, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever been on the Kiss Cam?
No. I'm working.
Of course you're working.
She's working. Yeah. There's no time for kissing, Scott.
Obvs.
Okay. Love it or loathe it, the term athleisure. So, which meaning as opposed to active wear? Is there a
athleisure?
How am I saying?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. Then that just goes to show that we don't maybe like it because I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Say athletic.
Athletic wear. Yeah. That's the simple, classy way to do
athleisure.
It.
Athleisure.
Yeah.
Athletic covers all. It's the whole umbrella.
Sure. Okay.
Love it or loathe it. Last one, Erin.
Take us home.
Mascots.
I like mascots. Oh,
that seems like a loathe.
I don't love, I loathe when mascots think they're being hilarious and they walk in and do a funny thing in the middle of my first hit of a game. Hey, no. I just worked my ass off for a week getting ready for this. I am missing time away from my family. I don't need your weird nose doing things or you dancing around with your belly in the middle of my first hit. I'm good
here. Is there any kind of, are there restrictions on their movement? Like, is there, I guess apparently not.
I pushed a mascot before. Yeah. I'm like, move. I'm not doing this. Yeah.
No, that to me, and I have to disclose something, Scott, if you're not, you were your high school
mascot.
I was
my high school mascot. That's why I asked.
What were you?
It was a Husky. We were the St. Anthony Village Huskies.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I was like maximally obnoxious because as soon as you put on that mascot head, it seems like
you turn into a different,
I don't know if I turn into a different person, but you have the license to be your worst self, right? Like, I'm just going to go around and, like, take people's hot dogs and dance really silly and mess with the band. As soon as you say there are these dumb mascots getting in my shot, it's like, that does make sense. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
That would make me insane. And also, I don't think, Scott, if you and I had known each other in high school, I still would have been your friend. But when you disappeared into your mascot self, I think I would have been annoyed. I'm with both of you in that
misgivings. Mascot misgivings.
Mascot misgivings.
Good way to say it.
Erin, that concludes our game of Love or Loathe that you won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, you won. You won a trip to Disney World. No. Before we let you go, is there anything, any specific projects you have in an infinite number of projects going on. Is there anything you would like to plug or promote right now?
I mean, I'll plug it all. If you want more of this kind of vertigo conversation, off the wall, any tangent is welcome. My best friend and I, Carissa Thompson, have a podcast called The Calm Down Podcast with Erin and Carissa. And we have a crazy time with that. We discussed, you know, holding your pee for 7 hours while you're doing a football game and finally getting to pee, you know, after you board a Delta flight, things like that. One of the many things we dive into, obviously, where, whoa, who's the self-promoter? It's our team apparel line for females.
That's
we
so
have
cool.
all the leagues and all the styles for women that want to support their teams and not look like a mega fan, want to look super fashionable. And I love both projects. I don't loathe them. So there's
That's the answer. You won again. Two for two.
Thanks, guys.
It has been such a delight chatting with you and talking with you, and we hope that we get to do that again soon. Thank you for taking the time to discuss your variety of loves.
My love for you. So thank you for entertaining that. There's a woman dressed in colonial clothing.
she made that up. She, like I'm saying, improvised.
It was so
crazy.
So good.
Front row tickets to the best show in town. They're very
You
fun.
Were right there. So
no,
thank
very
you.
Very nice of you.
Thank you, Erin.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Erin Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.